Selecting the right stocks to trade is important, but maybe even more important is knowing when to exit a trade. So today I will talk about exit techniques. Welcome to Learn How to Trade Stocks, a podcast by Money Masters with me, your host Robert. Here you will learn how to trade like a money ninja. Let's get started. All right, so why are exit techniques so important? If you don't know when and how to sell a stock, you turn winning trades into losing trades. You don't get the maximum out of it, or you even incur painful losses. That's why this is a super important topic. So what exit techniques are there? First of all, there's a stop loss. You might also call it a protective stop. This should be in place immediately when you set up a new trade. So when a trade goes wrong, into the wrong direction, this gets you out of a trade before huge damage is caused. The next type of exit technique is a trailing stop. Trailing means that the stop will follow the price. That can be done automatically as an automatic trailing stop, or it can be done manually, for example, using moving averages. Next, there's a technique called selling into strength. So you don't wait for the momentum to slow down. You sell into the strength, even if the price might increase even further. Next, there's a time stop. This means that you predefine a certain period of time, let's say, for example, 3 days or something like that. And when those 3 days are over, you sell immediately. Next, there's a target. So you predefine a certain price target, a profit target, and you could use a limit order. So this will take you automatically out of the trade once the target is hit. Furthermore, there are also chart-based exits. So you could use a certain pattern on the chart or maybe an indicator that gives you an exit signal. So there are many types of exit techniques, but for whom is what the right method? This depends on your strategy. Are you a swing trader? Are you a position trader? So are you planning on holding for a shorter period of time, or are you doing some type of trend following? If you're doing like shorter time swing trading, for example, or maybe even day trading, maybe your winning rate will be higher compared to longer term trend following. But if you are achieving a home run trade as a trend follower, even if your winning rate is low, the home run trade will compensate for many losses plus X. So therefore, a trend follower is probably using a trailing stop, letting the stock run for a long time, whereas the more shorter term swing trader is selling into strength or maybe using some other short term exit techniques. So you really have to make a decision. Do you want to go for the big home run trades, saying that the trend is your friend until it ends? Or are you always selling into strength? Or maybe you could do a hybrid method. Let's say 50% of the invested capital is traded more short term, whereas the other 50% you're going to let run for a longer term. Or maybe it's a good idea to adapt to the market environment. So in certain market environments, let's say it's a difficult market environment, you will want to take profits more quickly. Whereas when the market's really booming, you want to let the trade run longer. So this is really something you will have to think about. But one thing I can tell you is that when learning how to trade stocks, at a certain point, it's no longer so difficult to find the right stocks and to find the right entry point, and also maybe to manage the risk. These are all important things, but they can be learned relatively quickly. Much more difficult and complex is the topic of exit techniques. However you do it, you always do it wrong. You could always have made a bigger profit. You could always cut the loser short more quickly. You will never do it perfectly. Therefore, focus intensively on this topic at the beginning and define the right approach for you. Then just stick to the rules and don't get annoyed if, in retrospect, you could have gotten more out of the trade if managed differently. All right, so here's a short reminder. I've written an ebook called Natural Laws of the Stock Market. This ebook shows you the 18 most important inherent characteristics of the stock market. Without knowing these natural laws, you cannot be successful on the stock market. So I highly recommend you download this free ebook on the following website, www.money-masters.com/ebook. I will also put the link in the description. May the momentum be with you. Until next time, bye-bye.